we'll get started. Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening. Welcome back. This is probably not a very long webinar, but it's a very important webinar, especially as we go evaluate old websites or try and improve performance of current websites. One of the biggest slowdowns of any type of website are images. Because, you know, if we're simply analyzing the code of a website, many times we won't see what's going on with our images. So, for example, this example we're looking at, this is kind of our starter point. How many of you remember, probably many years ago, how, especially when you're dealing with icons for a site, many times Apple created this concept of, okay, well, you just list the images in terms of sizes, like you would put three images. This is not for here, but if we were doing our icons for the browser, we would put like four or five images, and based on the device that was loading it, whether it was an iPad or a MacBook or an iPhone or some other thing, it would choose and only select that one image. But we would still have a slew of four or five images up in the header. Well, when that happens, people start using that concept in other locations. And so people start saying, you know what? I know I've got certain images, and then they start using things that would be CSS based. And so we would have something where we would have an image with a class that says only show this on mobile, or only show this on tablet, only show this on desktop. Now, if you're looking at this and you quick jump up here and look at the CSS, you would see, it's not going to display. I just chose display none, because I wanted show on desktop to show up. And then we come over here and take the preview. And yes, it's a gigantic image from Vlad Studios, but it's only one image. So we're thinking to ourselves, it's working. This is not loading. For example, if I just remove this CSS and we reload this, we get all three of the images loading. Can everybody see that? Just making sure everybody's able to see what I am looking at. Okay, so we've got those three images. Let's put that CSS back in. And if all we're doing is evaluating a site, we're like, you know, that's great. Everything is fine. We are loading the images properly. Well, I would hope you would use something like the inspector, whether you're using the Chrome inspector, the Firefox inspector, or Bing's inspector. The reason why we want to do that is we want to look at network load time. They all have them slightly different. Because when I refresh this and we watch the load time of everything, even though we are only seeing one image, do you see the problem? This image loaded, and this image loaded. So all of a sudden, yes, they are concurrent, but there's more bandwidth. And this is a very simple example. But you see what we've now done is, even though we don't mean to, what if this was on a mobile device? We have now forced, even if we had done it properly and you're using your CSS media queries or your CSS to not display in certain areas, we still are forcing all three of these images to be loaded for every single device. So how do we fix that? Because this is probably one of the most common things I see when I'm trying to help somebody improve the performance of their website, that they're loading images that don't need to be loaded because they're visually saying, hey, it's working, but behind the scenes, everything is loading. So there's actually this, when HTML5 came around, this was fixed for most people. But the funny thing is, most developers don't know about the picture HTML tag. So what we're going to do is I'm going to get rid of this because we're not going to use this any. Actually, I'll do it above it and then we'll get rid of it. So what we want to do is we want to have an HTML tag called picture. So this is a tag that is valid in HTML, and then all of our images are going to now be inside a single HTML tag. So what we do here, the way the picture works is it's looking for, and the cool thing about this picture tag is it does take the concept of we are simply going to load the first image that shows up. So if I do this and I do image source and we'll do main image.jpg. So that's all I'm going to do. Now let me get rid of this and let me get rid of this just so that you can see. So if I do this where I have a picture image source, let's save this and preview, we should see this image. Hopefully, come on, save. Yeah, picture. There's our picture, main image. Network, okay, we only have one image. Why am I loading two images? That was weird. Maybe something, oh, it's not loading here. For some reason, it's not saving. All right, we'll add something and we'll make sure it saves. Okay. So because there's an order in this, we always have our default image or the fallback or the desktop or whatever is the device that is your fallback is going to be under an actual image tag. Everything else is going to be something like source. And I'm going to do a source set equals, and the source set is the file name of the image. So if I do image1.jpg and I wrap a media query directly in here, where I do max width is going to be 480 pixels. Let's save that. And we go preview. Okay, still main image. Our elements are there. You can actually see the code. And I don't know if it'll actually change. It won't change, but it should load. Let's see if I can get this. No, it's still not. It won't let me go small. Oh, let me see if I can change one thing here. We are going to preview user agent. Let's do a... Can we, let's see if we can preview in, no. Where's the, I want to get a, I'm trying to see if I can, this is what I'm looking for. I don't know if Coda actually has the ability for me to show it in direct. I may have to move it over to a browser. Let's add another image. Let's add another source that's a little bit larger and we should be able to load it. Because I can't get the Coda window smaller than 480. So that gives me an issue. All right, so let's add one that we know we can get the source set equals image to JPEG, a media query of max width 800 pixels. And let's save that. And we go preview. Now we're still looking at this large one. Now if I make our screen, oh, see? We have image two. Now I'm going to refresh on this and you will see that image two loads and displays. You notice what's happening? These are basically loading after the fact, the main image, because it is a fallback. But notice how image one does not show up. So let me jump back over here, back to the source code so you can see that. Image one does not show up because we've never given it that media query capability of showing up. Again, we are a single element. Why is that helpful? Because we can simply style this picture. I could put a class special, and then we could style class here, and then any CSS we put for this picture gets applied to any image. So you can go through and you can build as many source sets based on screen size you want to occur, and then this is your default if these don't load. So this is always going to load as a fallback. The other thing, for Internet Explorer compatibility, you have to have this image source, the last one. So the order is ascending. You've got to include the media queries. The last one is used for Internet Explorer compatibility, as well as the fallback if anything else happens. But this allows us to really customize when we're talking about responsive images, and maybe we want to serve different images in different areas. Now, where would this be a good example? Let's say you are building a author profile page, and if they're on a desktop, you have a nice big image of the writer at their desk. And if they're on a tablet, maybe you have cropped the image differently. And maybe if it's on a mobile device, you just have a circular picture right there for them, like just on their face. So this is a way that we could show basically three different images in the exact same location, only load the images that we need, basically the media query controlled image and the backup. And we have now taken that one where all three images were being loaded, and we've taken some time and performance, and we have increased the speed of the website, the load time, that time to first image load. Those are all things that will help our SEO. So any questions about this one? I really encourage you, if you want to know more, dive into more of the structure of the picture element tag in HTML. All right. It's interesting that some would say the small one should be the fallback. Others I have read say the largest image should be the fallback because Internet Explorer still has a pull on the world. So the Internet Explorer still is going to pull this file. So if you want your good quality image, there you go. A lot of people will use that as their desktop. Other people say, well, since we're a mobile world, this one should be our mobile device. And then rather than using max width, we'd use min width and change the element. You'll probably have better work, better or less frustration if you use max width, because that is a more standardized way of dictating what size of the browser screen is being used. So, BG, I know I kind of danced around that question. I've read it both ways. I think I've read more people use the image source as your big file, and then just we'll be able to now choose which additional file we load instead of all of them. Okay. So let's talk about this one. The next one deals with background images. So let's say we have a div here. Here's our div, class hero. A lot of themes have this. And maybe they have text that appears in the hero image. And you go jump over to your CSS and you see something like this. Hero style, where the background image is the URL of mainimage.jpg. So you've seen that, or I hope people have seen that, where again, we can take a quick preview. Boom, text appears around the hero. Now, that is actually the image, but because we haven't given any sizing to it, here, let's just go ahead and put adding 250 pixels. That way you'll see a little bit more of the image. Well, a lot more of the image. Okay. So there's padding around the text now. There's our image, the hero image. But I've seen a lot of even themes out there do this in their style sheet. Do a media query, which is perfectly fine to do this, 750 pixels. And they go in here because remember CSS is hierarchy based. If it's something, if we declare something after or within a media query, that will overwrite it. Okay, so we're gonna do background image and we have a URL and we do image3.jpg. And then if we refreshed, saved, we bring this over and great, we have this. We have it changing based on the side, but watch what happens. Again, we've got this, but at the same time, if we are on a mobile device, see what just happened on the mobile device? It didn't happen on the desktop. I'm just going to jump back over here. If we're on the desktop, all we are loading is the proper image. We're not doubly loading. But if we're on a mobile device and we go look at this, not only did we load the image three, we went and loaded the main image after it, even though we're not using this on the mobile device. So now we have forced people, and this is a mobile issue, we have forced people to load an image that they don't need for a background image when we are doing this. So one of the ways we can fix this is actually wrap both of these in media queries. So anytime you're doing a background image that you know you're going to serve up two different ways based on the media query, you should actually wrap both. So then we'll do a min width of 751 pixels. Put this over here. So now it will make sure that only one image is loaded at a time. So we come over here to the preview. Let's web inspector to refresh this. Okay. So here's our one image, main image, great. Now we're gonna refresh as the mobile device. And why is Chrome not doing this? Or why is... Anyway, if you were on an actual mobile device, you would not see this main image show up. I think Coda is not fully compliant in terms of its rendering of the preview. And because that's the one screen I'm sharing with you, I didn't wanna, we won't open it up. But trust me, if you load that into a mobile device, you won't get both because the media queries are now preventing this one from ever even being a part of the conversation. Okay. So here's another one. In the image tag, so you can't really stop a background image from loading by hiding its parent. But I've seen a lot of people hide the background element, which actually doesn't stop it from loading. So let's take a look at what happens that I have seen quite a bit. And a lot of this happens and comes about because we've been building sites for a long time, or a certain site keeps getting redone, rebuilt. And so therefore we keep adding in code or quick fixes. And so it becomes kind of a monstrosity. So here's something that I've seen. It's like we have a figure style display. I'll put the CSS right in there. Display none. And let me just add a display none background image URL main image.jpg. So we might have this. The other time I've actually seen this happen before. Careful of this. It works. Do you see why there's an issue here? It probably was at one point, some of the style was in line, some of the style was in a style sheet. Sometimes they both end up in inline styles. It'll work, but just be careful of that. And let me close this figure off. And then we would see something like figure style background image URL image1.jpg. Oops, get the right tags that I'm using. Oops, image here. All right, not sure where that question mark came from, but that was there. So what normally will happen is people will use this to, okay, let's display none. As we can already see, if I'm refreshing this, which one did I do? Both of those are going, now there's no space in this figure, so the image one is still loading here. See, it's still loading. And what we really want to do is get the display none out of this, because this still has to be processed before it gets displayed. Oh, hold on. Whiskey's trying to break down the door here.
Come on.
Yeah, he was literally sitting outside the door scraping at the bottom of the door. And then when I opened it, he just looked up at me sheepishly saying, yeah, what took you so long? Okay. So be very careful of simply just adding display none to images or figures or background, because what happens in this state is both of these figures get loaded. Both of these things occur, even though we're displaying none. At this point, because we want to be careful of basically hiding the background element, because this is actually an element. Remember, in a figure, we have stuff here. That in the HTML tag. So if we're simply displaying none at this point, basically it is the background element itself, which doesn't really stop it from loading. So in order for us to do something like that and not have the element load, we need to put the div display none around here. Rather than in the background element. So in the first example, when we talked about just simply using CSS to display or hide on a set of images, we can solve that by putting things into that picture element. The necessity of using media queries fully to make sure nothing loads at each level that shouldn't load is important. And then this final one was, hey, you know, if we are literally trying to hide the background wrapper of something, the background image that's a part of a parent wrapper, it's going to be better than this. Now, this requires you to add a basically another parent wrapper. So basically, if you don't want to do that and you want to handle this, rather than adding in a parent wrapper around here for the display none. So this is like your third fallback to try and fix something where if the first two don't fix. Some people don't like adding extra wrappers. So if you want to do that, you need to basically make sure there is a class in here for each one. Class equals two. And then you would go back up in here and do what we did for the second thing of creating two media queries. Min width of 750 pixels. And you would do one. Display none. But it doesn't stop there. Because remember, this figure is a wrapper class. Because our stuff is here. If our background image is part of a wrapper class, we can't simply do display none. We need to actually go a step further and remove that image, background image none. And this is one of the only times we have to use important. Like it won't work without the important. There, let me make it look a little bit better. And then two, we would do a max width 751 pixels. Oh wait, I can't do max width there. I need to put it as an actual media query. 751 pixels. And then we would do a display none and get rid of the actual background image with the important, because that's the only way we can remove it at a media query level. Because why do we use importance? The only reason an important should exist in your CSS, in an actual style sheet or a separate style area, is you are trying to overwrite inline style. If you are overwriting inline style, you have to use the important. If you are simply just trying to overwrite somebody else's style sheet, nope, that's not the way to do it. So with these three plus a little extra, yes, it should be. Should be the other way around. And it should also say, I really messed this one up. It should say media. See, let's close this one. That's what it should say. So with this, so this final one is simply understanding that whenever we have a wrapper class, so we're wrapping around something else and we put a background image in there. If we are wanting to serve up different images or display this one in the mobile device, this one in the desktop, whichever one it is, then we have to put them into media queries and we have to go through and display none and add the important of removing the background image. Otherwise, both of these will load even if we have hidden the figure, the wrapper class. So the big thing, I think those are the fixes for probably the 3.5 major issues with most WordPress sites of loading multiple images or even just HTML sites. I would really encourage you to look at some of your sites that you're really trying to work on performance and load the device within where you can actually watch what loads on a mobile device, you know, using the different sizes. See if some of the images that you don't want load are loading, in which case you're going to have to do something else, drop them into a picture element, HTML element, or do double media queries of changing that background image. But that is probably one of the, it takes some time to get used to doing it, but it's one of those things that can immediately give an impact of a speed of any website, especially as Google starts placing more and more emphasis on the speed of a mobile device. And that's where our bleed through is. Even if we do display none on a mobile device, we are still bleeding through the image that's in the code and forcing mobile devices to load it. So why should they load it if they're never going to see it? And that's it. Are there any questions about this or something? Maybe you want to re-see something? All the code is in the handout that's there in the chat room. I hope this has been helpful, at least seeing where the problem is and where the fix is. And hopefully you'll be able to take that. Don't forget, tomorrow we have a webinar. And I forgot what we're talking about tomorrow. So tomorrow's webinar is all about, it was one that had been asked for a while. We looked at, in the Slack channel, a way of making short codes easy to use for clients. And we're going to do that. Because one of the things is sometimes we'll have short codes. That's great. But sometimes we want to give clients options within the short codes. So, you know, settings, text, information, things that the short code would wrap that around. And that's what we're going to build. So we're going to be using the WordPress Studio framework that is available in your account. We're going to be using Code Studio, and we are going to be building some kind of powerful short codes that we'll be doing all sorts of code stuff. It should be a lot of fun. So take care. I hope you have a great rest of the Wednesday, and I will see you all in Slack. Oh, and this morning I was able to get yesterday's webinar up. So if you missed yesterday's webinar, it is there available for you now. And this one will go up probably within the next hour or two. Take care, everybody. Have a great rest of the Wednesday.